Super Bowl title. And mayhem engulfed Philadelphia following the Eagles' big victory, with rioters setting fires in the streets and taunting police, destroying property and commandeering vehicles. President Trump planning a new round of tariffs, 25% levy on imported steel and aluminum. That's not all. He's considering tariffs on any country that taxes U.S. imports.
A country pays so much or charges us so much, and we do the same. So very reciprocal, because I think that's the only fair way to do it. That way, nobody's hurt.
In Mr. Trump's words, if they charge us, we charge them. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 146 points, NASDAQ ahead 162. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote.
Call 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A Coppin State Police corporal has been arrested for alleged sex offenses involving a 15-year-old girl. 43-year-old Jamar Brockington was on duty in a marked patrol car when he offered the teen a ride on North Avenue by the campus on New Year's Day. Once the girl was in the vehicle, Brockington allegedly groped her, and that continued when he took her into a campus building. According to local TV, the incident in the building was reportedly captured on security cameras. Brockington was arrested on January 10th and remains in jail ahead of a February 10th court date. And police are investigating a weekend shooting on Route 40 in the White Marsh area. Officers were called to the 11,000 block of Pulaski Highway just before 6 a.m. Saturday, where they found a 43-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was taken to a hospital, and his injury is believed to be non-life-threatening. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowi at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowi now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today, 443-609-6697. Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So it turns out the Lombardi Trophy will end up residing in Philadelphia.
He's rushing. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeGene. And DeGene is in for a touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper DeGene.
DeGene's pick six basically sealed the deal midway through the second quarter. And the Eagles, or however the mayor spells it,
Eagles!
Okay, that's not right, but
if they didn't know who the mayor of Philadelphia was, they sure know now.
She's right about that. We do. It's Sherelle, a.k.a. Can't Spell Parker, and the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. And finally, President Donald J. Trump was busy this weekend. Played golf with Tiger Woods Sunday morning, attended the game Sunday night. And the Baltimore Sun reporting that Trump will remove Orioles owner David Rubenstein as chairman of the Kennedy Center in D.C., announcing that he would install himself as Rubenstein's successor. Rubenstein has served as the Kennedy Center's Board of Trustees chairman since 2010. Another member of the board expected to be replaced is former White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Coming up in 30 minutes, post-game reaction from New Orleans. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
A winter storm with some snow and rain heads our way starting tomorrow. Today, a dry day, 44. Tomorrow afternoon, light snow, an inch or less, 36. Heavier snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 38 degrees in Perry Hall, 36 in Pikesville, and 36 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Monday. Hopefully your day and your week is getting off to a great start. I will tell you, if you've been tuning in to WCBM 680 all morning, that you're doing the right thing. Don't forget, if you haven't already, go to the App Store, download the WCBM app. It is free, and you can take the show on the go. For the first hour there, we were talking about the Super Bowl halftime show. We're moving on from that. But I love the fact that so many of you were weighing in. And it's crazy that we had so much to talk about, even though I'm someone that does not know much about football. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I did get a text here from Jay Hall. Jay says, Kim, many of your listeners share the same sentiments as Samuel Jackson as Uncle Sam, quote unquote, too ghetto. If you were triggered by it, then it was for you. Respectfully, Jay Hall. Yeah, Jay, I understand there are some people that are going to feel this way. Here's the reality of the situation, right? No matter how you look at it, if this was supposed to be for a black audience, you've got to remember that we really make up less than 15% of the population. Okay, if you are at the NFL, if you are even here at WCBM, say you're Jonathan, the marketing manager, right? You are going to cater to the larger swath of your audience because you know that's who's tuning in and that's who's watching. And so it's not Black America, you know, no matter how you cut it. And this is why we always have this conversation about why there's so many Black families that use abortion clinics so often and always, you know, talking about aborting babies and support it. We're never going to get above the 15% mark. I mean, even Hispanics have beat us out by, you know, at this point. We're never going to get further towards the majority if we continue to kill off each other and our babies. And so, you are the minority. And if you want to have a voice and a larger voice, then I would think the first thing you would do is go down there to the pro-life, you know, march in D.C., and talk about how important it is to stop killing off Black babies. That's if we're being honest about this conversation, that's how I feel. And I, you know what? I don't care how anybody else feels about it. You don't want to be the minority. You want to have a large voice in this country. Stop killing each other. Plain and simple. Because at the end of the day, I'd look at it like the LGBTQ community. I'm tired of catering to that community, right? Like I said, I have friends that are gay, that are lesbian, what have you. But they're not anywhere near the majority. They're a very small percentage. And I'm not going to bend over backwards to talk about pronouns for a very small percentage. Just like, you know, with the whole Black Lives Matter movement. Before it was obvious that they were stealing money, you know, even before that, I looked at it and I'm like, wait a minute, you're demanding that everybody says all, you know, Black Lives Matter? Meanwhile, we're killing each other at alarming rates, right? We visit abortion clinics at alarming rates. And then we never seem to want to get out of the minority. But you want everybody else to say Black Lives Matter? I would be like, yuck, if I wasn't Black, I'd say, get the hell out of here. Sorry, not sorry. I'm sorry. And that's kind of how I feel about the Kendrick Lamar performance. Look, there were all these hidden messages, and a lot of it had to do with race, and you're less than 15% of the population. Yawn, snooze fest. Look, and I know I'm going to get beat up for it. I get beat up for this conversation all the time. All the time. But it's the honest truth. This is why everybody, remember everybody used to get mad at Fox News? Because they were saying, why are there so many white girls with blonde hair and blue eyes as, you know, anchors and reporters? Guess who their audience is? Guess who their audience is? It's a bunch of white men. You're wondering why it's not so diverse? Why there's so many blonde hair, blue-eyed girls? Because it's white men that's tuning into Fox News. I mean, it's not rocket science. You want the higher ratings. You want the advertisers. You want the money. You want the best that will attract your audience that's watching. This is, it's common sense and just basic business. And that's another piece of this. This is why when everybody was talking about the NFL going so woke, sorry to go on this rant here, but the NFL going so woke, it was like, dude, it's basic business. Who's your audience? Same thing with ESPN. And then remember Disney took a huge hit with all the stuff they were doing? Go woke, go broke. That is true. Because the woke audience is not even 30% of the population. That's who you're going to cater to? You're an idiot. Budweiser, having that dude, Dylan Mulvaney, remember the trans person in the bathtub with the Bud? And then they were like, I can't believe people stopped drinking our beer. Really? Really? Who was your core audience? You're selling Budweiser beer, for God's sakes, and you thought putting a trans man or trans woman, now I'm mixed up again. You're putting that person as the big spokesperson? Idiots. You deserve to lose out. You deserve to have your company crushed. You know, it's so crazy to me. It's basic business. And if you don't understand basic business, then you don't get it. And I can't help you. I'm a college dropout, and even I get it. I do want to go back again to the question of the day brought to us by Vivek Ramaswamy. Should high school seniors have to take and pass a civics exam similar to the citizenship test in this country? And I want to say yes. This is our question of the day. You can find it at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Again, the question, should high schoolers have to pass a naturalization civics test? So far, 95% of you say yes, 5% of you say no. Please go in and partake on that poll before the end of the show. We'll talk about it some more. I did also want to, you know what? I was just bringing up trans there, Brian, the producer. I didn't want to bring up this little report that I saw on Channel 11. I have to bring this up because, again, it's like, who is your audience? So on Channel 11, and Kim Dacey, by the way, she's a great reporter. I like her a lot. She does a lot of great pieces over there. But for some reason, she went over to interview trans athletes as President Trump was pushing an executive order, obviously, to have only males in male sports and females in female sports. And so Channel 11, I guess, decided we're going to go talk to some trans athletes in the Baltimore region. I want you to take a listen to this report because, again, who the hell is your audience? Take a listen.
Some here in Baltimore say it feels like a step backwards, but they're looking for a silver lining, including what they say is an outpouring of support for trans women in sports, some of whom are athletes.
And go, two more times.
It's the off-season for the Baltimore Flamingos rugby players, but they're working out as a team nonetheless.
Rugby is like really a sport for like everyone, like no matter your body type, no matter who you are, there's a place for you on the team, and that's what I've really liked about it.
The Flamingos are an inclusive rugby team recruiting LGBTQ+ players. Their mission is to fight homophobia in sports. So news of President Trump's executive order prohibiting transgender women from participating in women's sports hit them hard.
It's a slap in the face to everybody who actually does the work to improve women's sports. You look inside of the rugby community, or honestly many communities of women athletes, and all of them tend to be very supportive of trans women playing the sport with them.
The executive order targets educational institutions that receive federal funding, so the Baltimore Flamingos aren't directly affected. But their fear is others might follow suit.
I was kind of devastated that this executive order was just so overreaching, you know, especially the fact that President Trump is bullying the IOC and pretty much saying any organization out there needs to, you know, ban trans women from sports. It's really disappointing because it's not really based on anything in reality. This is just a way to scapegoat a disenfranchised group of people, and it really hurts everyone in the end.
The Flamingos say it's always been an uphill battle for the LGBTQ+ community. but they will continue to fight.
I think that we're going to keep fighting for inclusion. I think we will try to continue to progress. I think this is a big step back, and so many people are going to be immediately affected and not able to play the sports that they love, and so that's really, really terrible. But I think we have the community support to continue, you know, pushing for the values and the inclusion that we want.
The Baltimore Flamingos say their league will continue without interruption. Their first practice is February 22nd. Kim Dace, TV 11 News.
All right, TV 11, what were you thinking? And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but this is, look, I can tell you for a fact because I used to be over there. The bias at that station is unbelievable. You wouldn't believe the conversations that happened behind the scenes there. But I didn't expect this from Kim Dacey. I really didn't, unless somebody told her that she had to go get this story. Now, if you heard there, the Flamingos, these are the trans athletes, they're not even affected by this executive order at all. Okay? And they were talking about some of the funding that was pulled away from some of these trans going into sports. I didn't even know they were receiving funding, to be honest with you. But even more than that, the Flamingos in Baltimore said, look, that has actually nothing to do with us. That's that we don't even get funding from. So I'm like, okay, well, then why is there a report there? And then I watched the video, and I noticed those trans athletes look like they've never been athletic a day in their life. Yes, Flamingos, come at me if you want. I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on? And then they said their core mission is to push, you know, inclusive trans athletes into mainstream. That's your core mission? Like, what sport are you even playing over there? And I couldn't even figure it out because I watched the video and, you know, it wasn't like they were training for basketball or doing baseball or soccer. They were just like, you know, doing jumping jacks and stuff. And I was like, well, wait a minute. And then who do they play against? Is there, like, they're the Flamingos. Is there, like, you know, the Penguins? Like, what else is going on? The whole thing was mind-boggling. And this is what I'm talking about. When you're in the minority like this, just, you know, buckle up, buttercup. Because things aren't going to go the way that you absolutely want them to go. You're the minority here. You are. And it's like, you know, to make these kind of complaints. And then I did note, President Trump's executive order, if you recall, it just bans males, like biological men, from female sports. It doesn't ban females from biological male sports. So interesting how we don't have that problem now, do we? We don't have that problem. So he didn't have to put that ban in the executive order, which is a little piece of genius there, because basically he's just saying, look, guys, this is just to keep men out of women's sports because they know that they're going to dominate. Right? We don't have this issue with women trying to, you know, be in the NFL and doing all this other stuff. It's just, it's not a thing. It's not a thing. Well, anyways, I wanted to bring that to you because I just thought that that was ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Look, you know, if you want to be a trans athlete, that's fine. You know, you could be the Flamingos and you can get some other trans athletes to put together another team and you guys can play against each other in sports. It doesn't need to be a national conversation. You haven't reached that level. And as far as I'm concerned, I think the number as far as trans people in this country, I believe it's still at 2% or less. So why on earth do you think that you should have this platform and, you know, be pushing so much of this? I will never understand it. I will never understand it. All right, real quick, question of the day, don't forget. I just want to read you the poll number so quick because, you know, many people now are weighing in, and I appreciate you guys partaking in the poll each day. Because, you know, to be honest with you, I know that there's many people that don't like to call in, but I still want to hear from you. And there are some people that aren't going to text in and, you know, don't have the time. But if you go to WCBM.com, the poll question's there every day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should high schoolers have to pass a naturalization civics test? 96% of you are saying yes. 4% of you are saying no. Interesting enough, I wonder what those 4% are thinking because, as I mentioned, my friend over the weekend, she was saying that no, they already have enough stuff to learn and they're not doing a good job at that. And so I understood her on that piece, but I guess in my mind, I think, you know, raise the standards all around, you know, make sure they're getting the math, the reading and all that good stuff. And understanding, you know, just basic civics. But that's just me. That's just me. Also, when it comes to schools, we got to talk about what's going on in Maryland schools. Apparently, when it comes to reportable offenses, just so we're very clear here, there are a lot of fights, a lot of bullying, a lot of theft, a lot going on, you know, in public schools. Now, of course, there's been fights and stuff in public schools since the beginning of time. It's nothing new. But apparently, when it comes to reporting them, there are some districts that are reporting very low numbers. And there are experts saying that this number, possibly, most likely, they're 90% sure, cannot be accurate. So, have we reached a point in this state where we're not reporting all of our offenses being caused by our young people? I think we might be there. And for that, we should have a conversation. We'll do that coming up next.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
You had your shot at a two-state solution. You blew it, Palestinians, or whoever the hell you are. If you voted for Hamas to be in power, GTFO. It's about damn time we did something about it. Hebrews, homeboys, hillbillies. We were going to come together to save America, and guess what we're going to do now? We're going to save Israel. And if you don't like it, go live in a hellhole somewhere else. Go to Afghanistan. They're recruiting people in Afghanistan.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, happy Monday, and you know, if you were a Chiefs fan, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm sorry, I know you're hurting this morning, but if you're an Eagles fan, congratulations, you kicked butt yesterday. Wow, you should obviously be very proud of your team. I thought the Eagles did a great job. Bob in Pasadena sent over a text. He says, Kim, the trans community there in that report, the Flamingos, they're a little delusional because the majority of people, in fact, a large majority, don't think it's okay. And no one is stopping them from playing sports. Just go play with other men. Yeah, Bob, that is true. No one's saying that you can't play at all. They're just saying it ain't working with biological females. And so also when it comes to Channel 11, I do want to send my condolences to Tim Tootin's family. If you have not heard, Tim Tootin, he did retire back in 2023. But he was there at Channel 11 and there for many years. I believe it was over 30 years and did a great job reporting at Channel 11. And I was able to meet him and work with him a couple of times. A lot of it had to do with the campaign run in 2020 because he was always out there on the campaign trail. And so very sad to see, very young, but definitely sending prayers to Tim Tootin's family and friends. I know that was a tremendous loss. And he was a very nice guy. He really was. I wanted to get into the reportable offenses in Maryland schools. I do have some sound here from Fox 45. This is, you know, it's not surprising, but I just want you to kind of hear the numbers here. Take a listen.
Tonight, Fox 45 News is shining a light on crimes committed by Maryland students while they aren't in school. Mackenzie Frost continues to investigate reportable offenses and why data is raising questions about school systems' compliance with the law.
Criminal activity from Maryland public school students off campus is supposed to be reported to superintendents. There are several different crimes in this category of reportable offenses, like homicide, attempted homicide, carjacking, arson, assaults, and more. The latest report shows 2,088 reportable offenses unfolded in the 2023-2024 school year across the state. 17 in Anne Arundel County, 156 in Howard County, Baltimore City, 329. But Baltimore County, more than double the city, with 881 reportable offenses. Most of the crimes coming from assault, illegal gun possession, malicious destruction of property, car theft, and robberies. Current law requires the arresting law enforcement agency to make the call to the school district. But the difference in data mirrors last year's report, when Baltimore City reported 95 offenses, while Baltimore County reported 556.
Annapolis can't require local law enforcement agencies to report out data and then not hold them accountable for reporting out wrong data.
Sean Kennedy with the Maryland Public Policy Institute told us previously an inaccurate picture of safety, especially involving school students, is not helping anyone.
What do lawmakers need to do about this, if anything, during the upcoming session?
If you're going to continue asking law enforcement agencies to report out this information, you need to know what they're doing, why they're doing it, or in this case, why they're not.
Lawmakers have yet to take action as the legislative session continues in Annapolis.
All right, so this is a problem, right? I mean, we got a lot going on within the school walls, but you also have a lot going on that's spilling in over, I am certain, from the streets. Now, we've talked about before how in Baltimore County, if you heard there, Baltimore County, reportable offenses off campus is double the number that they're receiving in Baltimore City. Now, when I first heard the number, I thought, okay, that's obviously wrong. Not on the county side, but the city side. But even more than that, I do believe, honestly, if we're being honest, I do believe Baltimore County has higher numbers than Baltimore City. And I say this because there are a lot of kids, don't forget, that we're still even busing from the city schools to the Baltimore County public schools. And there are many parents and many teachers that will tell you a lot of the fights that you see in some of these schools stem from the fact that you've got city-county beefs, and those kids, a lot of those kids that's in and out of the juvenile justice system, a lot of them are a part of gangs. And that's going on in the schools as well. And so when you have all of these things going on at once, not even mentioning the illegal immigrant factor, remember we had some illegal immigrants with long history of criminal records. They're sitting in classrooms. I still believe, and they still haven't said anything about it, because this happened about, what, 2 years now? His name was Isaiah Carter. He was 16 years old. He was killed, a Patterson Park High School student. If you recall, he was killed as he left school campus early that day. And they found his killer trying to go over the Texas border into Mexico. I still believe that that killer was part of MS-13 or a gang that is south of the border. And I believe that Isaiah Carter and his friends were caught up in something even more than what they're leading on. This was not, in my view, just a schoolhouse beef. There was something else going on there. And so I think the reportable offenses, and I think some of the other things where they're trying to hide things when it comes to immigrants or gang activity, I think a lot of those things are going on. We'll continue this discussion when we get back. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A New Hampshire federal judge has blocked President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for children of illegal immigrants. Today's ruling comes after two similar rulings by judges in Seattle and Maryland last week. President Trump planning to announce a new round of tariffs this week as he tries to level the playing field between the U.S. and its trading partners around the world. Prior to last night's Super Bowl, which he did attend, President Trump applauded the work of DOGE, his Department of Government Efficiency, headed by Elon Musk. Mr. Trump, by the way, the first sitting American president to attend the Super Bowl. Flying beneath the radar, efforts aimed at winding down the war in Ukraine. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says President Trump is actively considering strategies for finally ending the war. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 150 points. More details at SRNNews.com. MyHeartRescue.com.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A commanding performance in front of the commander-in-chief.
He's rushing, he's looking, it's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football to the 25, down the far side is DeGene, and DeGene is in for a touchdown!
Happy birthday, Cooper DeGene!
Merrill Reese and former Eagle Mike Quick on Eagles Radio. Happy 22nd birthday, Cooper DeGene, indeed. And what a defensive performance by the Eagles. Six sacks, three takeaways, and this 40-22 shellacking of Kansas City was over by halftime. Post-game reaction from Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts.
Still processing it. You know, it's been a long journey. It's been a journey of ups and downs and highs and lows, and I've always stayed true to it in the end, and having this vision of just being the best that I can be.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes puts the loss on his shoulders.
Credit to the Eagles, man. They played better than us from start to finish. We didn't start how we wanted to. Obviously, the turnovers hurt. I take all the blame for that. I mean, just those early turnovers swing the momentum of the game.
The win gives Philly their second Super Bowl championship in 7 years, and it prevents the Chiefs from becoming the league's first three-peat champions in the Super Bowl era. Coming up in 30 minutes, the big guy from Baltimore delivers. And that is Stein on Sports.
A winter storm watch is in effect Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning, as we could see between 3 to 6 inches of snowfall. Today, a sunny, dry day, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy to start, light snow in the afternoon, 36. The heavier snow is tomorrow night. And Wednesday morning, some snow showers, but mixing with rain later in the day. 38, the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blinds.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
They all do the obligatory trip down in North Carolina. Then they go ignore. It's going to take years, if not decades, for this whole area to recover. And we're throwing money away to a lot of countries that hate America.
If you like us and want to share our values, that's great. If we have some left over after taking care of American citizens who are really struggling, then we'll take a look in your direction.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Of course, we were talking about the Super Bowl and the halftime show at the beginning of the show, but we have moved on. We're talking about reportable offenses in Maryland schools and how alarming some of these numbers are. Before I get back into that, it looks like I have a call from a friend, Preston in Severna Park. Preston, do you have a story about Tim Tootin?
Yes, ma'am. You remember me from LaToya at Early Heights.
Yep, said my friend Preston. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just want to tell you something about my friend lost his son in Iraq, and he called me over, and the media was out there, and they were hounding him. He wanted me to go out there and talk to him. There was one guy that was standing in the back that did not bum rush me, and it was Tim Tootin. I put him on the property and took him back in the backyard, and the other media tried to follow me. I said, I'm going to tell you exactly what the father and mother wants, and I want you to do verbatim. And he was like, I gotcha. he did it. I have the utmost respect for that man. He did. He was a journalist. He was not, you know, just a, you know, one side or the other. He actually put that on television. So he will be missed.
Yeah, yeah, Preston, thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. And yes, Tim Tune, really good man. Like I said, he was really nice guy, really nice guy. And even though I knew that he didn't agree with my with my platform or my stances, even during my race, but he never let that show. And he was not biased in how he reported on my race. And like I said, he did retire from Channel 11 back in 2023. But if you go to his X page, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, you'll see where he ended up going back to preaching. Apparently, Tim Tune was also a pastor. And so he went back to the church, and obviously he was trying to uplift many people in the community. And that's where his heart was. I will say, very young, in my view, and I'm sure his family and friends will miss him. And I can't imagine, you know, I understand, like, you know, even in times like this where, you know, you see tragic accidents, like even, you know, the plane crash at Reagan National Airport. But it's when you see things like this where some people are just, they die so young, you just can't help to just feel that kind of pain as those families grieve. So, again, condolences to his family and friends. And, again, like Preston mentioned, such a good guy trying to do the right thing. You know, back to the reportable offenses at schools. Like I said, the Baltimore County number apparently is double the number that Baltimore City is reporting. And I think that Baltimore City is not reporting all the numbers that they should be reporting. But I also am not alarmed by the fact that Baltimore County has more reportable offenses off campus for many of these students than Baltimore City. I'm not surprised at all. And I don't know how you feel about this, but I really am not. Let's see. Marty texted in. He says, Kim, a lot of it is the massive increase in Section 8 in Baltimore County. And Marty, you're absolutely correct in that. And that is why many people like myself have said that the number of Section 8 housing vouchers, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with people on Section 8. The number of vouchers that have come into the county in the last 5 to 6 years have overwhelmed the county. And now you have a situation where, yes, things were very nice when you had many homeowners taking care of their properties. You know, there was just a different standard and level in the Baltimore County public schools. When they, like, overwhelmed the county with the vouchers, especially of many of them moving in from the city with some of those housing projects that they have been demolishing, it has taken, they took their culture and their ways and everything with them into the county. So now, yes, you do see more trash. And from my understanding, they got rid of the plastic bags just because they said, oh, there's so much littering and there's so much trash. Well, nobody mentions the trash that is completely just thrown on the ground all of the time by many people that just don't care. Whether they throw it out of their car windows, whether, you know, that open-air drug market that I have by my house there, by Middle River and Compass Road, when the guys are standing out there selling drugs, they're just dropping trash all over the ground all day long. So when they're not there, right, I guess when they have time off, you know, to go tend to their families, right, that's exactly what they're doing. They're going to church, right, don't you know? Well, when they're not there, you really can see all of the trash and the debris that they leave behind. As they're standing there, look, they're selling drugs and, you know, trashing up the place. It's crazy. It's crazy. And as I mentioned last week, I went down to Department of Housing and Urban Development, met the new secretary, Scott Turner. I will be working with him on getting some of the Section 8 housing vouchers. First of all, that consent decree has got to go. It's got to go. Secondly, landlords, they need to have their power back. They should be able to choose who they rent their homes to, get that back in place. And then also, this overwhelming number of Section 8 housing vouchers ain't going to be here. Nobody. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. And then it brings down the property value for all of us homeowners. Get out of here. You know what I mean? And then they never put them in their neighborhood. You know, case in point, Johnny Olszewski, former county executive, now the congressman in the 2nd District, he talks about putting affordable housing, attainable housing all over the county. Where is attainable housing not? In Miller's Island, where he lives. It's not over there. It's not over there. But guess what? You best believe I'm going to find out a way I can't wait to find out a way how we can have attainable housing in the Miller's Island area. You best believe it. You best believe it. You dropped all this stuff off where we are in Middle River, Towson, Timonium, Cockeysville. Cockeysville doesn't even look the same anymore. Cockeysville changed so much in the last 4 to 3 years. I look at it now and I'm thinking, what the hell's going on up here? It's wild. It is wild. And then the light rail bringing, you know, stuff back and forth all, you know, across the county and city lines. Enough. Enough. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. So, yes, I am going to fight hard. No, I didn't win my seat in Congress, but you damn sure that I'm going to try my best because President Trump did win, and a lot of my friends are now down there. So if it was, you know, Democrats, if it was your job to make sure Kim Klasick wasn't in Congress so she couldn't pull back on all these progressive policies, well, guess what? Too bad, so sad. Too bad, so sad. You're out of luck. Because we're still going to push it. We really are. All right, again, back to some reportable offenses. Marty, you are correct in that, in the increase in Section 8. I've got a text here from Adam. Adam says, all down Turkey Point and Back River Neck is completely littered. I think it's all the Section 8 folks living in the area and those who walk to school. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, Adam. And there are a lot of apartments. That whole situation back there, like, they literally tried to ruin every neighborhood possible. Every neighborhood possible in the Middle River area. It's like they attempted to, they wanted to do just that. And then I would get like Justin Fenton with the Baltimore Banner, some people that worked over at the Baltimore Sun. Oh, Kim, you're so worried about, you know, Section 8. You're so worried about the city. You're damn right I am. And this is why. We could all see this coming. We saw it happening. Now you got to point, Towson Mall used to be a beautiful mall. People used to love going there. Nobody likes going there anymore. Nobody that actually is going to spend any money. And we talked earlier about having a good business model, right? It's basic business. When you've got juveniles in there robbing people, trying to carjack people in the parking lot, somebody gets stabbed near Cheesecake Factory. Yeah, that's a poor business model. You're going to end up where people that actually spend money there, you're going to end up pushing them out of there completely. And that's exactly what happened. And then you had people like Johnny O and friends, many people on the county council making all kinds of excuses. And then now there's so many people on county council that are like, oh, yes, we really care about these issues. And I'm going to call them out. Councilman Izzy Patoka, your district looks a hot mess. I know that you try to work across the aisle with Republicans. I understand that you do care about crime and violence. But, sir, you've been sitting in that seat long enough to have been raising the alarm long before you have been. Pikesville, that whole area that's still in the county, Owings Mills, it's atrocious. It's atrocious. You allowed it to get to that point. And many people in county council allowed their districts to get to that point. Unbelievable. And then you got all these people now moving out of the county. Nobody wants to live there anymore. And now you hear more about the reportable offenses that are happening off campus. How many of those are really making it? How many of those stories make it to the news? How many of them make it to the news? Because there are a lot of times where I have police officer friends that will send me information about a crime or something that happens, and it doesn't even make the news. It doesn't make any website or anything. And I'm sure that's what's going on with these reportable offenses with these juveniles, and they're getting in and out of juvenile detention, and nobody seems to care to detain them. Well, Republicans care, but Democrats in Annapolis don't seem to care. Governor Wes Moore doesn't seem to care. Vincent Schiraldi doesn't seem to care. And these are the kids that are sitting in class with your children in public school. This is a mess. We've got a budget deficit. We can't even educate the kids. Right? And then you wonder why so many teachers don't want to work, you know, in some of these jurisdictions. This is why. You think these teachers want to deal with these hoodlums? No, their own mothers don't want to deal with them. This is a mess. And this is what we said before. What is the incentive to come to the state of Maryland? There is no incentive. You want to spend more money? You want to pay more in taxes? You want to possibly get robbed at gunpoint? It used to be like a Baltimore City situation. They spread this thing out all over Maryland. And what is Mayor Brandon Scott doing? You know, like I know. We dropped the homicide number. We dropped the non-fatal shooting number. Yeah, because you spread it out across Maryland. Congratulations. Stupid. Stupid. And then they'll sit there. You know what? I can see this now. 20 years from now. Maryland used to be like this. Maryland used to be like that. And then there was white flight. That's what they blame it on. They blame it on white people leaving. Meanwhile, when you look at the numbers in Baltimore City, it is middle-class black families that are getting out of there. They are getting out of Dodge. Many of them are moving to Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania. Many of them are moving down towards Westminster. Many people are moving. There's people that don't even want to be in PG County anymore. Middle-class black families. The schools down there are getting atrocious. Terrible. You got a lot of voucher holders that came from some of those Gilmore housing projects. You know, they demolished half of it. A lot of those people are now in Havre de Grace. They're now in Aberdeen, right? They're now in Harford County. Will you hear all these stories out of Harford County? Again, check out where many of these people came from. And again, this all goes back to what Pat and Val McDonough have been saying for years. And they labeled Pat and Val as racist because they're white and pointing out the facts. These are the facts, whether you like them or not. They're the facts. There's nothing racist about this. It's a shame. It's terrible. But like I said, I'm so glad President Trump is in office. I'm glad that Scott Turner is the new secretary at HUD. Can't wait to work with them. I'm so excited about this. So excited. All right. I do have some text coming in, so I'll read some of these text messages, and then we will begin to move on here. I've got Calvin says, good morning, Kim. You are so correct. Section 8 sucks big time. And yet, Calvin, here's the thing. There are people on Section 8 that have disabilities, right? They're not able to go to work. Those people, I believe, should be on Section 8. If you are not an able-bodied American, please, by all means, let me help you. But if you are able to go to work and you are third, fourth, fifth generation taking advantage of the system and you've gamed the system so much. Remember the caller we had last week? You gave the system so much, you figured out how to move from house to house to house to county to county to county, right? Now there's Section 8 housing vouchers being accepted in, like, you know, four-bedroom, three-bedroom homes that are beautiful in Cockeysville. This is ridiculous. They know how to game the system. And then if they don't get their way, they also know how to game the system in a way that they can even sue you as a landlord. Terrible. Whoever thought that the welfare state was a good idea, I wish we could go back in time and make sure those people were never elected to office. This has ruined our country. This has ruined the American dream. You now have people growing up on these subsidized programs and even illegal immigrants coming into this country who believe the American dream is being on as many government programs as they could possibly get on. They're not talking about, you know, being self-sufficient, being financially independent, you know, valuing education, valuing family structure. They're not talking about any of those things. Those things lead to the American dream. They believe the more government-assisted programs they get on, the more of the dream life they're going to have here in America. And for some reason, we've got progressive Democrats in office that have made them believe that that is the American dream. That is what you want. That is it. Well, the other piece of this is people are also screaming, you're a racist if you don't agree. Right? I'm a sellout. I'm a traitor. I'm all these things because I'm a black woman and I don't agree. We should raise our standards. The low expectations, enough. Enough. And then I love the fact that we're blowing the Pandora's box open right there with the USAID, right? I was on Newsmax over the weekend, and I was supposed to debate a Democrat. I don't know what was going on there, but the Democrat kind of agreed with me. His name was Joe Jacobson, and we were talking about Elon Musk. Now, he doesn't like Elon Musk, you know, in the position that he's in, and he said that he hopes that Elon Musk can no longer go through some of that data. I said, sir, the box is open. The box is open. We don't have to go further. We can already see the government waste, the fraud, the abuse, the money laundering. We already see it. Elon, in my opinion, I don't know how you guys feel, Elon could go home for all I care. Because what they need to do is take USAID, whatever they need to keep, it should be under Senator Marco Rubio at the State Department and let him handle it. This should not be over the Department of Treasury. All those individuals that work over there for USAID, lay more than half of them off, keep the good ones, put them in the State Department, and have serious oversight. I don't need any law to do anymore. If we're being honest, I've seen enough. We come back, we'll wrap up this conversation on reportable offenses in Maryland schools. I do want to talk about Maryland vehicle registration. People are still talking about the increases. Voters are waking up, understanding that a lot of this is all because of policies that are being pushed in Annapolis.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And his man in the Senate, Paul Laxalt, one of his closest confidants and friends. Laxalt had been governor of Nevada when he was governor of California. Laxalt backed him in 76 and led his effort to defeat Gerald Ford. And Reagan campaigned against the giveaway of the Panama Canal.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about things that have been going on in Baltimore County. We're talking about things that have been going on with our students in school. And of course, we're talking about Section 8 housing vouchers and how that has put a damper on many what used to be very nice neighborhoods. And again, I'm not saying that everybody that uses Section 8 vouchers are bad people. That's not what I'm saying. But when you have landlords that cannot decide who they can rent their homes to, and they look at even the past of some of these tenants, they know that they've ruined homes, right? Ruined property, destruction of property. There could have been, raids or, arrests that have been happening, domestic violence issues time and time again. Those landlords can't go through that history and say, you know what, I'm going to most likely go with a different tenant, even with the voucher. Landlords can't say that. It's first come, first serve. The way that they have this set up, the landlord has no right whatsoever. Yet we saw even more that were put on the backs of landlords during the COVID pandemic. Remember, they couldn't evict people, even though they weren't paying anything. So we're going to give landlords their rights back because it is rightfully their property. And that's how we're going to move going forward with this new administration. I've got Chris in Dover. Chris, you wanted to weigh in?
Well, with the Section 8 housing, truly there's a need in a percentage of that. But the other part of that is it's a money driver. So they're saying now by 2035, which isn't that far away, 40% of every single family home in the U.S. will be a rental property. And out of those stats, it's four or five major corporations that are buying all these properties up to turn them into rental properties. And the guaranteed check is to go down that Section 8 road. Do I think from what I've seen, it's problematic, it brings a neighborhood down? 100%. I don't know the answer to it, but, you know, if it's a situation where people are not working and, you know, their kids aren't going to school, et cetera, why do we have to make it convenient for them to be in the cities? Let's start putting some of these complexes up. You brought up this, I believe it was a state representative. Let's start putting them up outside of the city areas and the nicer areas of the state and put them in the outskirts. I think that's the only way you're going to address it. And the problem's going to get worse if they don't have a watchdog group. You brought up people are going from county to county. You know, the problem's going to get worse if that statistic where 40% of homes will be rental properties by 2035, those corporations are going to go for the guaranteed money, which is the Section 8 housing.
Well, Chris, let me try to play devil's advocate here. What if with those developers buying up all those properties, what if they're given a limit on how many vouchers they can accept when it comes to the amount of properties which they own?
And again, I think that would fall under the parameters of a watchdog group, and I'm with you with that. But if your need keeps growing, people aren't working, there's no jobs, and go right down that list, that Section 8 number is going to keep growing as well. There's going to be more demand for it. So that works in the favor of the landlords and these major corporations that are buying up all these properties.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Chris, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. So definitely food for thought. Have a great week. We got to put something in place, obviously. This isn't working. It isn't working. You know, if you can limit the amount of vouchers, I think that might work. If you have to, make sure that those using the vouchers that are able-bodied Americans, making sure that they only have it temporarily instead of giving them a lifetime voucher, which is what's happening. You know, and some people, you got to force them to get off the pot. They don't want to go to work, but you got to. Lots of interesting dynamic. We get back, I'll read some of your text messages on this. Also, we're going to talk about vehicle registration and even the question of our day. We're going to go back to that as well.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss.